Proverbs 8:32. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children. That's us. Hearken. Listen to me. I've got something very important, special to say to you. For blessed are they that, what's that next word? Yes. Blessed are they that keep my ways. That keep, a four-letter word, keep my ways. The people that keeps God's commandments, his statutes, his precepts, his laws. Those people are blessed. How many's ever heard the saying, you may be seated, God will keep you if you want to be kept. God always does his part. And God is always faithful. He never fails. He keeps. If he makes a promise, he'll keep it. On the other hand, it's up to us to keep up our end. For God cannot keep us fully unless we do things to keep ourselves. We've got to keep some things. Hallelujah. I titled this message today, Oh God, I want to keep and I want to be kept. Oh God, I want to keep and I want to be kept. How many of you ever been given something that was important, something to you with great value? Yes. They gave you something. Somebody gave you something that they really wanted you to have because it meant something to them, and they thought enough of you and loved you enough that they gave it to you, and their words were, hold on to this. Yep. Hold on to this. I'm giving you something special. I want you to have it. It's from my heart to you. Will you hold on to it and remember me by it? Thank you, Lord. Hold on to it and cherish it. So what they did, they gave you something to remember them by. Somebody that you really, really liked, something from your heart, or you gave it to them. You wanted them to have it to remember you by. These are all natural things. Yes, they're very important to us. But I've said all of that to say this. What about God?
Yes.
And what about spiritual things?
Yeah.
Amen.
Has the Lord given you something good and blessed you with something special to cherish?
Oh, God.
That you would always keep and remember and love Him by? Bless. What has Jesus done for you?
Yes.
How many battles has He fought for you?
Amen. Amen.
How many times has He touched your body?
Thank you, Jesus.
How many times has He come and lifted you up and encouraged you? When you couldn't fix a certain thing, and after a while God said, give it to me and I'll help you. I know how to put it together and I know how to fix it. How many knows that God cares about us with an everlasting love? Can I ask you today, what has Jesus done for you? Hallelujah. Have we forgotten our blessings and where they came from? On the other hand, what have you given to God? Listen, we've received many blessings, many good things in life, but what have we given God? What have we done for the Lord? Have we praised Him? Have we thanked Him? Oh, have we loved Him? Have we served Him? What are we giving to the Lord?
What are we giving? Glory to God.
I want to take you into the life of a man that gave Jesus everything, and he gave Him his all, and he knew that the Lord would keep it. And I want you to know something today. When you give God something, you can rest assured He will keep it.
He'll keep it.
Yes, He will. He will not lose it. He will not forget it. You can give it to him, and you can rest assured it'll be safe if you give God something. A long time ago, I gave him my life, I gave him my future, I gave him my heart, my soul, mind, and body. And he received it, thank God. And he's never ever turned loose of me. He's always been there. He's been my helper. He's been my keeper when I gave it all to him.
Yes,
amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
2 Timothy 1:12. I want to tell you about a man now. Apostle Paul ministered between 25 and 30 years. That's a long time. Apostle Paul's final letter to Timothy before he died. For the which cause, 2 Timothy 1:12, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know, I'm not ashamed, and I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he, my Lord, is able to keep, K-E-E-P, that which I have committed unto him against that day. That means until the day that he calls me home. He's able to keep that which I committed unto him and I gave to him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I'm persuaded of it.
Yes.
So what are you saying, Apostle Paul? The devil hates me. Well, good news. How many feels like the devil don't like you either?
Yeah.
How many feels like he's your enemy?
Yeah.
I don't like him. I don't like that guy. He hates me and I hate him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He's never done me nothing but bad.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. So what are you saying, Paul? The devil hates me. He does not like me.
Yeah.
He has hit on me. He's beat me. He's threw every trial and every temptation that he's got at me to divert me, to reroute me, to discourage me, to pull me away from God, to knock me down, to get me to quit, and to get me to give up. But I am not ashamed, and I am persuaded, and I am committed. I'm going to serve God. I'm staying with the Lord. I believe, and I know God is going to keep me. That's having a made up mind. That is being determined and having faith in God. I am persuaded.
Yes,
I know that he'll keep me.
Yes.
I gave my life to him a long time, and no matter what that devil throws and he comes up my way with, I know my God will help me and he'll fight for me.
Yes.
He'll hold me up.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, would you keep me?
Yes.
I want to be kept.
Yes.
How many in this house would say, I want to be kept spirit, soul, mind, and body? Let me see your hands.
Yes. Amen.
Does your body belong to Jesus?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Your mind? I want to be kept.
I want to be kept.
Can I tell us all here today, God will keep you if you want to be kept.
Yes.
But you have your part to do to be saved and secure. This ought to be our prayer in this cold, ungodly, evil, corrupt, dark hour. Keep me, O God. Keep me in my heart, body, and soul. It's a matter of life and death right now, Lord, whether I make it or whether I don't. Whether I survive or whether I go down, it's a matter of life or death.
Yes.
If you're going to be safe, and if you're going to be secure, and if you're going to be happy and blessed, you're going to have to draw near to God.
Draw near.
You're going to have to stay in His presence.
Yes.
Blessed be God.
You're going to have to stay near the cross.
Yes.
And you're going to have to walk with Jesus if you survive in this hour.
Yes.
Somebody's got to make that mind.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yes.
We must stay connected to God in prayer.
Yes.
We must stay connected to God in reading His Word.
Oh, God.
And absorbing it.
Yes.
We will not make it unless we put God first.
Amen.
He's got to be first.
Oh.
You're going to have to be committed, and you're going to have to be faithful in 2023.
Have your way, mighty God.
Come on. We're going to have to stay committed.
Right.
And dedicated to Jesus. Keep our heart right. Oh, God. This is serious. This is serious. Listen, I've come this far by faith. I've come this far because I trusted God. I've come this far because I gave God my all, and I'm holding on with everything that I've got.
Yes.
I've made it this far, and I'm persuaded He's able to keep me till I get home. Raise your little hand right now. Amen. Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you. God, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Lord, you brought us a long way. A mighty long way, God. You brought us through a lot. Years, Lord. You've watched over us. Your eyes have been upon us, Lord. You've cared for us, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Thank you, God.
I tell us all, stay among the saints.
Yes.
Stay faithful to the church.
Amen.
Stay among God's people.
Yes.
Stay where the Spirit of God's moving. Stay where the presence of the Lord is and the anointing is. Stay where the Word of God is preached in its truth and in its power. Stay where you can hear the Word taught. Stay where the Holy Ghost is moving. Hallelujah. It's a matter of life and death.
Yes.
Stay where the Lord can touch you. Don't get so far away that God can't get to where you're at. I know He can get to where you're at, but you can get so far out. God says, I could do a lot more for you if you'd draw near to me. Stay where I can bless you. Stay where I can touch you. Stay where I can help you. Stay where I can minister to you. Raise your head and praise Him. Well, glory. I need Him. I need Him to live. I need Him to have joy and have strength and power to be an overcomer. I need the Spirit of God to help me.
Amen.
I want everybody in this building here to know today that there is saving, sanctifying, keeping power in the Lord.
Yes.
But you're going to have to get it in your heart.
Yes.
And sail completely out to God and be filled with His Spirit. I want something I feel that I can feel. I want something I know is real. I want something that'll move me that I know when it moves me. I want something to work on me. I want something to draw me. I want something to pull on the strings of my heart. I want it down inside of my soul. There's life in the Spirit of God. There's joy in keeping power in Him.
Yes.
Keep. Brother Jason, if I walked up to you and there was such a thing as a $1 million bill, well, now wait a minute. That's paper. Say, that don't look like no diamond, but just say that that was a diamond and it was worth $3 million. Brother Jason, I want you to have this.
Yes.
I want you to take real good care of it. Brother, don't never put it anywhere where you'll lose it and not be able to find it and not know where it's at. Will you take care of that?
Yes.
I don't think he'll go out those doors on his way to the car flipping it up in the air like a quarter.
Oh,
no, he won't. No, he won't. You got a safe at home?
Yes.
I bet it's a big one.
Yeah.
$3 million? Holy holy, what would you do if I gave you a diamond worth $3 million?
Come on.
I wish I was that rich. I'd take care of everybody in this building rich. I would. I gave that to you, you would cherish it.
Yes.
You would get it out every now and then when nobody was a looking, and you would just look at that and hold it up under the sunlight and watch the rays just reflect off of it, saying, "Lord God, look what somebody gave to me. This is special. This is real." Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you, you cannot put a price on Jesus' salvation. Raise your hand. Hallelujah. His love is far greater, Brother Jason, than a diamond. Well, praise be to the Lord. His love is richer, higher, sweeter, and purer than any material thing that you can get or be given in this life. I believe I'm going to hold on to it. K-E-E-P. I keep what I've given unto you, the Lord's just saying, and don't ever part from it, and don't lose it, and don't walk away from it, but embrace it and hold on to it.
I want to deal just for a few minutes here on this one little four-letter word, K-E-E-P, today. And that blessed word is keep.
Yes.
This powerful word in all of its forms is used over 400 times in our Bible in Scripture. Over 400 times. It must be important. That's more than once for every day of the year.
Yeah.
It deals with God keeping His word and His promises. Hallelujah. To keep them for us. But it also deals with us keeping God's commandments. It deals with us obeying His will. The word keep in definition means, are you ready? To hold on to and not let go. To retain in one's power and possession. To guard and to protect. To maintain and not lose or part with. Can I tell you that the Lord today is faithful? Hallelujah. The Lord is just, and He never ever fails. He never grows weary. Hallelujah. He never changes. He's the same right now as He was years ago when He first revealed Himself to you and He first saved you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. The rivers may change their course and the mountains might tumble into the sea, but God will never ever leave you, and He'll never ever forsake you, and He'll never walk out on you. Jesus' blood is still just as rich, hallelujah, and powerful, and it still cleanses today as it did over 2,000 years ago. My Lord is still strong, and He's still mighty, and He has power to keep. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. Right.
How many knows the Lord still forgives?
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes. He still cleanses.
Right.
Yes, He does.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Yes, He does.
His mercy is everlasting.
If you take a thimble, if you could take a thimble that a woman uses to sew with a needle, and you could dip the ocean dry, that would take millions and billions of years. You will never exhaust the love and the mercy of God.
Yes.
You'll never drain it dry.
Praise God. Amen.
Listen, I'm trying to help us. God will do His part in keeping. But will we keep? Will we retain? And will we hold on to it?
Yes.
No shortness in Him.
Right.
He's not limited.
No.
He don't run out. So if there's any weakness, if there's any doubt, if there's any unbelief, it's always on our part.
Amen. You're right. Glory to God. You're right there.
Yes.
His grace is abundant. His patience is long-suffering.
Yes.
His love is strong and it's enduring. This thing goes beyond anything physical that you could ever be given.
Amen.
It's true for the mind, it's true for the heart, and it's good for the soul.
Yes.
God's things are everlasting. God's things are eternal.
Yes.
The eternal things don't wear out, they won't corrupt, they won't fade. Rust can't eat it up.
Right.
The moths can't eat it up.
Amen.
Thieves will never take it away.
Right.
One song, I forgot who sung it. He said, you could take my Bible and tear the pages. Michael Combs.
Yeah.
He said, you could take my Bible and tear the pages all apart. He said, but you could never take Jesus out of my heart.
Amen.
Raise your hand and love him.
Never take him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, glory, Brother Jason. I believe I'm going to hold on to what I feel, what I know is real. Hallelujah. Paul said, I'm not ashamed, for I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him until the day that he calls me home. I believe God.
I believe God.
But it's up to us to stay in church.
Right.
It's up to me. Say it with me. It's up to me.
It's up to me. Come on.
God doesn't quit.
That's right.
No.
It's us that does. Man, I felt that go all over me.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy. God never grows weak. He never grows weary. Hallelujah. God don't give up. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hath he not said, will he not do it? Or hath he not promised, and will he not make it good? I'm telling you, the Lord is faithful today like he's always been. Well, praise be to the Lord. All the years that I've known the Lord, all the years that I have served him, he's still right where he's always been. Well, glory. He's right there when I need him. Hallelujah to the Lord. I can call on him. And he's faithful unto me. Well, glory to God. His love that never grows cold. That sweet Holy Ghost is a keeping me. You know what I believe we need in this hour? It's a Bible revival. To get back and to hold that Bible and cherish it and hide his word down in our heart and get back on our knees and rededicate ourselves unto the Lord and say, Lord, fill me with the Spirit. Fill me with the power, Lord. Fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Fill us
yes.
up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. With the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Listen. The word keep is not a passive word.
No.
It's not nonchalant. Here, I give you something. Okay. Nobody. It's not passive. It's an action word.
Mm-hmm.
It's an action word that's filled with determination and it's filled with desire.
Right.
How much do you want it today?
Glory to God.
God and his blessings, Jesus and eternal life, salvation and peace is worth everything.
Amen. That's right.
God is a saying to every one of us today, if you will hold on to me, I will promise you that I'll hold on to you.
I will.
But keep my word and my commandments.
Right.
Keep serving.
Yes, Lord.
I stand before everyone here today as a teacher. And I stand before you as an example of God's saving and his keeping power. You all know that. I stand here, Brother Jason, as a witness of God's grace, and everybody in this place knows
yes,
it,
witness.
That he never gave up on me. Listen, everyone, I have been right with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I have had my faults.
I have had my failures. I've had my times of struggle. I've sometimes struggled so hard. I've gotten weak. But I determined to hold on.
Yes.
And when I got so weak, the devil just about flipped me out. Away from God, and I cried unto the Lord, and I said, God, I've got to make it.
Yes.
I want to make heaven my home.
Lord, hallelujah.
And I refuse to quit.
Yes.
I'm not going to give up. I don't care how low I've been. I don't care how low, thank you, Lord, or how I'm battled, my battles, or whatever. I'm determined to hold on to the Lord.
Yes.
Jesus.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Hallelujah. When I told that, I told the Lord, I'm not letting go if you'll help me. And I can tell you that God has kept me. When I poured my heart out, He reached down in His mercy. And He renewed me and He restored me. And He lifted me back up, Lord, because He saw my heart. What a discerning. I want to keep.
Yes.
Oh, God. He saw my heart that I wanted to be kept.
Yes.
Say it with me one more time. I want to be kept. I want to be kept. I want to keep this. I want to keep my blessing. I want to keep my heritage. I want to keep my testimony. I want to keep my witness. I want to keep the Spirit of God. I give Him a wave offering in the house.
Thank you, Lord.
He's real. He's alive. He's true unto His word.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, Lord, I feel Him. I feel charged in my heart. Well, glory to God. This thing will keep you. It'll keep you in six troubles. And in the seventh, it'll be right there. Hallelujah. You might go to rock bottom. But I promise you, if your heart will say, Lord, I want to hold on and I want to make it. His hand will reach further down than you could ever reach up. And He'll bring you. And He'll bless you. Hallelujah. Okay, Lord. It's real. Everybody stand to your feet right now. And give the Lord a praise in the house. He's a keeper. With glory. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. He'll keep you going out. And He'll keep you coming back in. Behold, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear of what man shall do unto me. For greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. I'm so glad He'll keep us.
Yes.
Aren't you? He'll keep you if you want to be kept. Hallelujah.